Mesechtes Vachim, Daf Pei Vav, 7 lines from the bottom of Daf Pei Hei Omid Bei is at the new Mishnah, and we learned in the previous Mishnah, Daf Pei Dal Min Aleph, Eluim Alu Lo Yardu, and the Mishnah discussed those items that even if they went on the Mizbeach improperly, that you would not remove them from the Mizbeach. And now Mishnah now continues, Ve'eluim Alu Yardu, that these are items that even though they're kosher, but Lemaisa are not Shaykh to the Mizbeach at all, and therefore even if you place these items on the Mizbeach, they would have to be removed from the Mizbeach, and the Mishnah continues, Basa Kachi Kachim, this refers to the meat of Kachi Kachim, which should be eaten by Koyanim, and it should not be placed on the Mizbeach, and therefore, even if you place them on the Mizbeach, you would have to remove them from the Mizbeach, and similarly, Basa Kachim Kalim, Umoysa Imer, when they would bring the carbon Imer, and they would take off the Kamitza, so the Koyanim would eat the rest of the carbon Imer, and Ushtei Alechem, and the Shtei Alechem that was brought on Shavuos, together with Shtei Chvasim, and once again, these were eaten by the Koyanim, Velechem Apanim, and the Lechem Apanim that were placed on the Shulchan for the entire week, and on Shabbos, after they had the Chataras Bezichin, then the Lechem Apanim were eaten by the Kohenim, and similarly with Shiari Menachais, and the rest of the Mincha after the Kmitza was brought on the Mizbeach, and once again, the Mincha was eaten by the Kohenim, and was not supposed to be placed on the Mizbeach, and all these cases, if you mock these items on the Mizbeach, then they must be removed from the Mizbeach, and as Rashi states, V'afal Pishik Shirin, D'loi Shayach Bu Mizbeach Klal, and finally, the Mishnah gives another example of Akteris, that if the Kohen would take the Kteris, and instead of being maktered on the Mizbeach HaPnimi properly, he would be maktered on the Mizbeach HaChitzayin, then it would have to be removed from the Mizbeach HaChitzayin, as its proper place is on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, and not on the Mizbeach HaChitzayin. And the Mishnah will now continue and discuss various dinim that are relevant to the carbon oilah. And as we know, that the first carbon that is discussed in Pashas Vayikra is the carbon oilah, and the Pesukim teach us that after they would shech the carbon oilah, and then the Kohen would do Zrikas Hadam, so then not only would a murim placed on the Mizbeach, but the entire animal was placed on the Mizbeach. However, as we know, they would first skin the animal, and the skins would belong to the Kohenim. However, they would not skin the head of the Oilah, and the head of the Oilah was placed directly on the Mizbeach with its skin. And our Mishnah now continues and teaches us, Hatzema Shebarashi Kvasim V'seya Shebizkan Tiyoshim V'atzomis V'agidim V'akanayim V'atlafayim B'zman Shem Mechubarim Yalu Shenem V'hikta Akoyin Es Akol. And since the Pasuk in Pashas Vayikra in Perek Aleph states, V'hikta Akoyin Es Akol, that even the wool that was on the head of the lambs, or the hair of the beards of the male goats, as well as the bones, as well as the gidim, and the horns, and the hooves, as long as they were attached to the animal, would have to be placed on the Mizbeach, and would be placed on the Baracha. And when the Mishnah discusses gidim, it's not only referring to the sinews, but it's also referring to the blood vessels, tendons, membranes, ligaments, and nerves. And since an oil is kulei kolol, therefore they would all be placed on the Baracha of the Mizbeach, and burnt on the Mizbeach. However, the Mishnah continues, Pirshu lo yalu, that if these items were removed from the animal, then you would not put them on the Mizbeach. And then this is based on the Pasuk in Pashas Re'ei that tells us, V'sisa l'secha basa v'adam al Mizbeach Hashem l'kecha. And from this Pasuk it's mashma, that it's only the basa and dam of the oilah that has to be placed on the Mizbeach, and nothing else would be placed on the Mizbeach. And the Gemara will explain this limud further. And before we begin the Gemara, let us see Rashi diba maskel shebarashi kvasim, and Rashi states, shal oilah, shal roish ina b'chlal hefshev v'karavim oirei, as we explained, and Rashi brings from the Gemara Maseches Chula and Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, Ein Le'el Nesachim Sheyeshlo Mechlal Hafshata V'Yeshlo Mechlal Tara, Minayim L'Rabbi Says Haroi Shekvah Hutas B'Shchita She'Af Pi She'Ina B'Hafshata Yeshlo B'Tara Talmud Leimes Haroi Shves HaPoder. Rashi continues that we mentioned the Tzemesh Shebarashi Kvasim, and Rashi is bothered, where do you find wool on the head of a sheep? And Zok Rashi V'Yesh Tzema B'Goyvu Roishoi Eitzel Orpoi Ayin Shom. And also Ayin the previous Rashi Dibel Maschol Hat Tzemesh Shebarashi Kvasim, when Rashi points out that one may think that this part of the Mishnah is going back on the original Reish of the Mishnah, but Zok Rashi, Reish the Baba Achriti, this is actually the first case of the next case of the Mishnah. The last case of the first part of the Mishnah is Keteris, and now the Mishnah starts a new idea, and as Rashi states, Ubahadi Atzomis V'Gidim K'tonin Lo Uchemishpoton, and it has the same dinim as that Atzomis and Gidim Ayin Shom. And finally, in the Reish of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah discussed those items which are eaten and not Niktarim, so the Mishnah mentions Moisa Omer, and then it mentions Shiorei HaMenachos, and Taisa bothered that L'chayre Moisa Omer is Shiorei HaMenachos as well, and Zok Taisa is Einem B'chlau Shiorei HaMenachos, D'chalku Mehen, Shebalo Hata HaChadosh U'Menatzarim, and Taisa continues that even though Shtei Alechem is also a type of Mincha, but Zok Taisa is Shtei Alechem Boyin Chametz, and Taisa continues that Lechem Apanim is also a type of Mincha, and its Chametz is when they were makted B'zich HaLevayna on the Mizbeach. However, Zok Taisa is Lechem Apanim Ein Nikta Behem El Shtei B'zich HaLevayna, and And therefore, the Mishnah mentions all these cases, even though they're all types of menachos. Our Gemara now begins and will bring a brisa that will explain the safe of our Mishnah. As Tanur Rabbanan, we learned to the brisa that as we saw in our Mishnah, the pasuk and passage by Yikra benegei the carbon of Eulah states, v'hikde akrein is akol ha-mizbecha, and therefore it's mashman that we mak to everything and all parts of the animal. And therefore, the brisa teaches us, l'rabbi satzomis v'agidim v'kanayim v'tlafayim, that this comes to be marbo, all those items that we mentioned in our Mishnah. And even though this brisa doesn't mention semeshib rashi kvasim and seyeshib is kan tiyoshim, however, certainly that is included as well. And the brisa continues, yochla filu parshu, that you would think that even if they were separated from the animal, that it would still be placed in the mizbeach. However, as we saw in our Mishnah, the pasuk and passage for A states, v'asiser l'secha bas v'adam, and therefore we see that it's only basan and dam that's placed on the mizbeach. However, once these items are not attached to the animal, then they would not be placed on the mizbeach. However, the Gemara continues and states, e basan v'adam, that since the pasuk and passage for A tells us that the only part of the ilah that goes on the mizbeach is basan and dam, and we continue and that pei vav min aleph, so yachl yachl it's gidim v'atzama is v'yala basla gav mizbeach. So one might think that it would be a mitzvah to actually remove the gidim as well as that tzomais, as well as any other part of the animal that is not the basa and dam, and those items should not be placed on the mizbeach, and one would specifically only place the basa and dam on the mizbeach. Talmud lima v'hikta akayin zakol, but the pasuk already taught us that the entire animal should be placed on the mizbeach, and lemaisa at this point we seem to have a steer between these two psukim, and haketan, and how will you rectify both these psukim? So the brisa teaches us michubar and yalu, that if these animals are attached to the animal, then certainly they would be brought up on the mizbeach and placed on the marocha, and as the pasuk states, v'hikta akayin zakol mizbecha. However, pirshu afilu him bereshim mizbeach yardu. But if they were already separated from the animal, then even if they already went up on top of the mizbeach, then you remove them from the mizbeach. And as the pasuk in pasuk eight taught us, v'sisar l'secha basav adam, and not the rest of the animal. And keep in mind that although initially and based on face value, it would seem that the Mishnah and the Braisa are teaching us the same din. However, the lashon of the Mishnah was a bit different than the Braisa, as the Mishnah taught us pirshu lo yalu, and the pashas of the Mishnah is that once these items were separated from the behemoth, then you should not bring them up on the mizbeach. However, it would be mashma that if you would bring it up onto the mizbeach, then b'di'evid you would not have to take it off the mizbeach. And meanwhile, the brisa teaches us pirshu afilu him bereshim mizbeach yerdu, that even if you brought it up on the mizbeach, then even b'di'evid you would have to remove it from the mizbeach. And this is the way that Tosis learns our Gemara. However, Rashi learns that there is no difference between our Mishnah and the brisa. And even though our Mishnah stated pirshu lo yalu, the Mishnah really meant to say pirshu the afilu him bereshim mizbeach yerdu. And the only reason why the Mishnah used the lashon of pirshu lo yalu is in order to create symmetry with the beginning of this part of the Mishnah, as the Rashi stated is banshim mechubar and yalu, and therefore in the sefer we stated pirshu lo yalu. But in the chenami, even if it would go on top of the mizbeach, that b'di'evid you would still have to remove it from the mizbeach. And keep in mind, in a moment the Gemara will bring a machlekes between Rebbe and Tanakama as to what the dinim are b'negei all these items of a carbon ugla. Keep in mind that we will learn this Gemara like Rashi, that there is no chilut between the Tan of our Mishnah and the Tan of the Braisa. Therefore, our Gemara continues and states, Man Tana de Shamalei Dama Pirshu Yerdu, that who's the Tan of our Braisa, as well as the Tan of our Mishnah that state, that if these animals were detached from the Korban Oila, then they would have to be removed from the Mizbeach. And the Gemara explains, Rebbe, that this is going according to the Shita of Rebbe, and Ayin Rashi at the top of the Amid, Diva Maskel Man Shamalei, and Rashi explains, Masisin Alibe Asya, that our Mishnah that holds exactly like the Braisa, that Pirshu Afilahim Pirshu Mizbeach Yerdu, that is going like the Shita of Rebbe. And as the Gemara continues and brings down the machlekes between the Tanakama and Rebbe, and the first Shita that the Braisa will bring is the Shita of the Tanakama, the Tanya, and as we learn to the Braisa, that the Tanakama teaches us that since the Pasuk and Pasuk Sav teach us, the Hikta Akrein Zakol Mizbecha, so the Rabbis had Tzomis Vagidim Vakanayim Vatlafayim Vafilu Pirshu, and Tanakama learns that even if these items were detached from the animal, you would still have to place them on the Mizbeach. And the Tanakama continues, Ve'elamani Mikayim Vasisa Lesecha Basva Adam, and if so, why is the Pasuk and Pasuk Re'i tell us that the only parts of the oila that go on the mizbeach is the bas and dam? And the Tanakhama explains, that the pasuk is teaching us that if because of the intense heat of the maracha, so some of the basar or some of the other parts of the animal fall off of the mizbeach, so it's only if the basar fall off the mizbeach, then there's a din that you have to place it back on the mizbeach. However, if any other parts of the animal fall off the mizbeach, then there's no requirement to place them back on the mizbeach. However, the brisa continues and brings the shita of Rebbe, and as we explain, according to Rashi, the Tan of the previous Braisa, as well as the Tan of our Mishnah, will be going like the Shita of Rebbe. And as the Braisa continues, Rebbe Oymed, Rebbe teaches us, Kasav Echad Oymed, Vihikta of course, this is the same question that Tanakhama had, as well as our Braisa, as well as our Mishnah. Rebbe explains, Haketzad, so how can we explain the steer between these two psukim? And he explains, Mechuborin Yalu, if the parts of the animal are still attached to the animal, then you have to bring it onto my Racha. However, Pirshu, Afilahim Bereshim Mizbech, Yerdu, if the Gidunat Samais and the other parts of the animal are detached from the animal, then even if you bring them up on a Mizbech, then you have to remove them from the Mizbech, and you would not place them on the Maracha. And of course, based on Shita's Rashi, the Shita of Rebbe is exactly like the Shita of the Braisa, as well as our Mishnah. However, as we stated, Taisis argues in Rashi, and Taisis explains that although the first Braisa that we brought in our Gemara is certainly going like the Shita of Rebbe, however, our Mishnah is actually going like the Shita of the Tanakhama, and Ayin Taisis how he explains our Mishnah, and how he explains the Shita of the Chachamim. And prior to continuing, let's see the second Taisis on the Omid, Diva Maskli Kuli Oilat Machzer, and Taisis bothered that on that Pei Gimel Beis, the Gemara brought a ribuy that Paikim Oila, even though we had a Liman Agamara that he Kuli Oila to Machzer, and Zak Taisis Haidim Mishum, the Mahachle Adin, and El Boid Malam Isbech, Avala Mataloi, and Ayin Taisis who brings another Pshat, and in regard to the Machlekas that we mentioned between Rashi and Taisis, Ayin the Shita who holds like Taisis, and Ayin Sham as to the questions that the Shita asks on Rashi. The Gemara continues, and our guess is Pirshu Loyalu, and it's Mashman that the Gemara is going back on our Mishnah. However, Ayin the Shita as well as in Taisis that bring down in Rashi was actually Gerus that this is actually going back on the Braisa, and therefore they have a Gersa that Omama that we just stated in the Braisa Pirshu Afilu Heim Bereshim Izbeach Yardu, and the Mefarshim explained that certainly Rebbe holds that if the Gidonat Summits of the animal are detached from the animal prior to the animal going onto the Mizbeach, then certainly you would not be able to bring them on the Mizbeach, and if you bring them on the Mizbeach, you would have to remove them from the Mizbeach. However, it would seem that Rebbe would hold that even if the animal was completely intact when it got onto the Mizbeach, then prior to being put onto Maracha, these items were detached from the animal, that the same din would apply, and you would have to remove these items from the Mizbeach. In regard to this din, the Agamar continues that Reb Zera taught us, Loishono Shapirshu Klapi Mata, that the only time that Rebbe would hold that these items would not be able to be placed on the Maracha is only if when these items detach from the animal, they actually move further away from the Maracha, and therefore we consider them completely detached from this animal and have no connection to Maracha, and therefore you would have to take them off the Mizbeach. However, if when these items got detached from the animal, they actually are closer to the Maracha, then even Rebbe would hold that they would have to be placed on the Maracha. And keep in mind that this din would only apply to items that were attached to the animal when they were got on the Mizbeach, and only after they were on the Mizbeach, they became detached. And in that case, we could have a Havmina that there should be a Chilul between if they go close to the Maracha or further away from the Maracha. However, certainly in a case where the items actually became detached from the animal before the animal was placed on the Mizbeach at all, then certainly even Rav Zera would agree that there would be no Chilul if the items got closer to the Mizbeach or went further from the Mizbeach. In all cases, you would not be able to bring them on the Mizbeach. If one would bring them on the Mizbeach, then Rebbe would hold that you have to remove them from the Mizbeach. And Ayin Rashi, Klapim Mata, Derech Yeridu, Misrachim Mena Maracha, and Klapim Maylu, Letzadim Racha. And Rashi explains, Ein Zu Precious, El Kreveitz, El Ekel, Shel Eish, and therefore Rebbe would hold that it would still have to go on the Maracha. And the Gemara now continues and asks a question on this din of Rav Zera, Vafilu Pirshu, how could Rav Zera teach us that according to Rebbe, if there would be an animal that was already on the Mizbeach, and then its Eva would go closer to the Maracha, that you would still be required to place it on the Maracha. Certainly, since it was already Pirshu, then Rebbe taught us that it shouldn't be able to be placed on the Maracha. And as Rebbe stated, Mechubar and Yalu, that the only time to replace Gidnat Samais on the Maracha is only when they're still attached to the animal. But if they would be detached from the animal, then it shouldn't make a difference if it went towards Maracha or away from Maracha. In all cases, it didn't should be Yerdu. Because of this question, so Rabbi explains that Hachikama, that Enoch Hanami, certainly Reb Zera could not have stated that according to Rebbe, if the Gidimat Somais of an animal got separated and went towards a Maracha, then you place it on a Maracha. And therefore, Rabbi explains that in reality, this is what Reb Zera stated in regard to Shitas Rebbe. And Reb Zera stated, Leishanu al Shapir Shulach Azrika, al Pirshu Kodim Zrika, Asay Zrika, Shatinu, Afilu Meb Menayu Kata de Sakini. Reb Zera was pointing out that according to Shitas Rebbe, was Mashma, even in a case where the Gidimat Somais are detached from the animal, and therefore they have to be removed from the Mizbeach. However, it would be mashma that they still retain Kedusha, and the Issa Me'ilah would still apply to the Gidonat Samais. As in regard to this din, the Reb Zera taught us that the only time the din of Me'ilah would apply is only if the beginning of that summer, he's got detached from the animal after his rika was done for the animal, and since at that point it was still attached to the animal, therefore it had a din of a carbon oilah, and the din of oilah applies. However, if the gidin at summaries were detached from the animal even prior to his rika, then his rika doesn't have any effect on the gidin at summaries, and therefore it's not considered a part of the carbon oilah, and the din of oilah would not apply. As Rabbi explained, that now that we do zrika, the zrika is matter, any part of the animal that is no longer attached to the animal at that point, and therefore you could even use the bones of this oilah in order to create the handle of a knife. And let us see Rashi, Dibamaskal Leishanu, as Rashi states, Leishanu dekam pirshu yerdu, umiyu snow bechlal kachim, elisha pirshu lachas rika, dekiyunu bishas rika mechubarim havu, kodvasin zrika lemizbeach, vichipirshu havu lu kachim psulim, and therefore the din of meilu would still apply. Ava pirshu lefnei zrika, de bishas rika labbeni mizbeachayu, asrei zrika vishartinu lehadit, and therefore you could even use the bones, lemeva kata de sakini. And Rashi points out, ki hechi de shari yabasla gabim mizbeach, that just like the zrika zedam of the oilah, was matted basla to be placed on the mizbeach, the lachi kai, so kashari yanami at some islamai de kaimi, behind the anos krenim, kirabi shmol, and as the Gemara will bring in a moment, that this is the way that Rabba understands the shita rabbi shmol. The Gemara now continues and brings down the shita rabbi shmol, as savla ki hadam rabbi echron mishum rabbi shmol, as Rabba holds like the shita rabbi echron, who brought down the name rabbi shmol, the nem aloyia ba oila, the nem aloyia ba osham, and ma osham at smesu mutarin, af oila at some is mutarin. Rabbi shmol teaches us that we have a xerish shava between the words loyia, as in Pashat Sa, b'negei a carbon oila, the pasuk states, v'akrein ha-makavis oilas ish, or oila shehikrav lakayin loyia. In Pashat Tzav, the pasuk also tells us, k'chatas ka'osham tera achas lam akrein ha-shechapa boi loyia, since we know by a carbon osham, that the bus of a carbon osham, as well as the zatzomais, long to the kayin, and there is no din of me'ila, so the same din applies, b'negei a carbon oila, that as long as its bones were separated from the basar prior to zrikas hadam, then the din of me'ila would not apply to that tzomais, and these bones could be used even to create a handle for a knife. Ayin Rashi do maskel ma'ashom atzmeisu mutarin shrei apesari mutar, that the bus of a carbon ashram is also mutar, and certainly that tzomais are mutar. And Rashi is bothered that we know that there's a din of neisar, and therefore how can you make a handle of a knife if an ashram can only be used for a day and a night? And zok Rashi v'imashum neisar de besreifa l'shayach neisar l'bemidu de barachila, that the only time the din of neisar applies is only in regard to those items that can be eaten, such as basar. And as the pasuk in Pashat Tzav states, "Va'noisim b'sar zevach b'yem eshlishi be'ishi sarev," and only applies to basar, not to atzomais. Although Rashi brings this idea in our Gemara, however, Ayin Rashi and Daf Tzadik Chesam and Aleph, Rashi explains that the reason why the bones of an asham doesn't have to be burnt and is not considered noisar is because the Torah states loyia, and therefore we learn that the kohen could keep it forever and it never becomes noisar, and he never has to burn it. Ayin Shem and Ayin Tesis our sugya that brings down Rashi and Daf Tzadik Ches as well. And Ayin Tesis in our sugya that asks on Rashi's pshat in our sugya Ayin Shem. And keep in mind that certainly it would be very difficult to learn the din of oila from the din of asham, as both the basar as well as that tzomais of an asham are given to a kohen. Therefore, it makes sense that just like there's no din of meila on the basar, so there's no din of meila on that tzomais. However, certainly the din of meila applies to the basar of an oila, and therefore maybe the din of meila should apply to that tzomais of an oila. Certainly, we'd not be able to learn a mamitzinu from an asham to an oila. However, Rabbi Shmuel based this limit on xer shava, and even though you could ask a question on xer shava, however, that is only if the psukim that we learn in the xer shava from are not extra. However, as the Gemara will now tell us, that at least the words lo yia b'negei a carbon oila are extra, and therefore we could not slug up this xer shava. And keep in mind that although it's muftam mitzad echad, but there are some Gemaras that state that the only time that we do not have a question on xer shava is only when it's muftam mishnei tzadim. However, our Gemara doesn't discuss this point. The Gemara now continues mufne that it must be that this pasuk b'negei an oila is mufna as the eloi mufne, as if it would not be extra ikl mifrach, then we would have a very simple pircha on xer shava ma'ala asham shekim b'sari mutar, and therefore, as we explained, that would make sense that the din of me'ila would not apply to that tzomais of an asham. However, b'negei an oila, where the din of me'ila certainly applies to the basa, so certainly it should apply to that tzomais. The Gemara explains lo'yi is seriksiv that in a chinami the xer shava is based on a pasuk that's mufna, as the pasuk b'negei oila could have stated akoyin a makaves oilish ish or a oila shehikur lakoyin, and the pasuk didn't have to know of lo'yia, and therefore the words lo'yia are extra and they could be used for xer shava. And l'chur, the word lo'yia by yasham is also extra, as the pasuk could have stated kachatas ka'asham ter'achas lehem lakoyin Chapaboi, and the Pasuk wouldn't have had to say the words Loya Vitzarach Beer. Gemara now continues, Masa Rav Ada Bahava. Rav Ada Bahava will ask a question on the Shita of Rabba from a Braisa, as Rabba just told us that the Dinamila would not apply to Atzamais of a carbon oila that was detached from the carbon oila prior to Zrika. Rav Ada Bahava asks a question from a Braisa, and let's keep in mind that even if Rav Ada Bahava will have a question on Rabba from a Braisa, Lamaisa the Gemara just told us Rabba holds like the Shita Rabbi Shmuel, and certainly Rabba is going like a different Tana. And if so, how could Rav Ada Bahava ask a question on Rabba from a different Braisa? As maybe in a Chanami, Rabba argues on that Braisa, and Rabba holds like Rabbi Shmuel. However, as we will see, the Rav Ada Bahava could really hold like Rabbi Elazar and understands Rabbi Shmuel differently. And therefore, there would be no Tana that holds like Rabba. And Rav Ada Bahava continues and brings a Braisa, as the Braisa states that some is kachin l'fnei zrika moilim ben la'achaz zrika im moilim ben. And Rashi explains that the first part of this Braisa is discussing those kabanos of kachim where the bus is eaten by the kohenim, and for example, a chatas and asham. And since prior to zrika, the kohanim cannot eat from the basa, therefore the din of me'ila applies to its basa as well as to its bones. And as Rashi states, the inkan shas hetel kohenim. However, once the kohen performs zrika, and now the basa becomes mutter to the kohenim, then the din of me'ila would not apply to its asamis either. And the Braisa continues, however, vishal oila moilim ben la'ilam, that the din of me'ila would apply to the bones of a carbon oila forever. And it's mashma that even if the bones would be separated from the behema prior to zrika, that the issa of me'ila would still apply. And this is clearly not like the shita of Rabba, as we see that the din of me'ila applies to bones even if it was separated from the rest of the animal prior to zrika. However, the Gemara answers, "Ema v'shal oila pishal fnei zrika im oil ben." The Braisa really meant to say that if you have bones of a carbon oila that got separated from the behema prior to zrika, then certainly the din of me'ila would not apply. And as Rabba explained, that soy zrika v'shertinu, and he could even use it as a handle for a knife. Then the Braisa taught us la'achaz zrika moilim ben la'ilam. However, if that samais of a carbon oil was attached to the basar at the point of zrika, then even if it gets detached at a later point, then the issa me'ila would never come off of that samais, and it would have the same din as the basar. And even though that samais don't have to be put on the mizbeach, it would still be considered hegdish, and the din of me'ila would still apply. The Gemara now continues with pliga to Rabbi Elazar. The Rabbi Elazar is chilek on the shita of Rabba, as Rabba stated that if the bones of a carbon oil would be separated from the carbon oil prior to zrika, then once the kohen does zrika, the din of me'ila would no longer apply to its bones. And Rabbi Elazar clearly argues, as the Amr Rabbi Elazar perishal fnei zrika moilim ben, as Rabbi Elazar teaches us that if the bones of a carbon oil get detached from the carbon oil prior to zrika, then even if the kohen does zrika, the din of me'ila would still apply. And the Gemara continues that not only would Rabbi Elazar be chilek on Rabba, negate the first point of Rabba in the case where the bones of a carbon oil got detached from the carbon oil prior to zrika, Rabbi Elazar is even chilek on Rabba on the second point, as even in a scenario where the bones of a carbon oil only got detached from the carbon oil after zrika was already performed, where Rabba would hold that the din of me'ila would certainly apply to atzamais just like to the basar. However, Rabbi Elazar holds that midiraisa the din of me'ila would no longer apply. And as Rabbi Elazar continues, la'achaz zrika lo nenu v'lo moilin, and Rabbi Elazar holds that if the bones of a carbon oil get detached from the carbon oil after the kohen already performed zrika, and even though it would be usa to have enough from the bones of this carbon oil midrabanan, however, the issa me'ila midiraisa would not apply. And Rashi explains, because Rabbi Elazar learns the whole memory of Rabbi Shmuel differently than Rabba, as although according to Rabba he would explain the sheet of Rabbi Shmuel, the Rabbi Shmuel learned Xerah Shavah from the words Layya Ba'ila and the word Layya Ba'asham, and we learn Ma Asham Atzmeis Mutarin Af Oila Atzmeisar Mutarin. Rabba learns that Rabbi Shmuel is specifically talking about a case where the bones of a carbon oila got detached from the carbon oila prior to zrika, and then when the kohen does zrika, so it would be matter the bones of the oila just like it would be matter the bones of a carbon asham. However, Rabbi Elazar understood the words of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel told us that based on Xerah Shavah, there's a comparison between a carbon asham and a carbon oila. And since the case of a carbon asham is a scenario where the bones of the carbon asham are still attached to the animal when the kohen did zrika, and the zrika of the kohen is matter the basa as well as that samais, and the din of me'ila doesn't apply to the basa or that samais, and therefore the Xerah Shavah teaches us that this same din would apply to a carbon oila where that samais was still attached to the basa at the time of zrika, that even though the zrika is not going to be matter the basa as the basa has to go into the mizbeach, however it will be matter that samais, and the issa me'ila would not apply to that samais. As Rashi explains, v'lei me'ilin ki Rabbi Shmuel d'gam m'lei yiyah d'asham v'asham pirshu l'ach hazrikahu d'bahadi basa ishtru b'zrika l'kayinim. As we explained, let's keep in mind that Rabbi Elazar just taught us if that samais of a Korban Oyla was already detached from the Basar prior to Zrikas Adam, and even after the Kohen ultimately does Zrikas Adam, the Issum Oyla would still apply to Atzamis forever. And Rashi explains that Rabbi Elazar holds the Kivan de Pirshu v'inu la b'nei Akhtarninu, as since the bones were already separated from the Basar, and at this point there's no din to place them on the Mizbeach, therefore lo yahanalu Zriko v'shirayu kaimi, so the Zrika that the Kohen will ultimately do has no connection to that Atzamis, and it's not matter that Atzamis at all, and the original Issum Oyla that applied to that Atzamis remain on that Atzamis. And as we already saw, that Rabba holds that once you do Zrika, even though that Atzamis were already detached from the carbon and from the Behema, however, as we previously brought from Rashi, that Rashi explained the words of Rabba, Avo Pirshul Fnei Zrika, the Bishas Zrika, Labanei Mizbeachayu, Asoi Zrika, Vershir Tinul Hedit, Ayin Shom. And let's continue with the next Mishnah, and keep in mind that the beginning of the Mishnah will discuss those items that really should not be on the Mizbeach, and the Mishnah will then continue to discuss those items that are supposed to be on the Mizbeach, and the Mishnah begins V'kulin shepaku me'al gav mizbeach le'yachzer, and Rashi explains that this point of the Mishnah is discussing Bein Psulin she'olu d'tan behen le'yardu. Number one, we're referring to those items that even though they're pasul, but the Mishnah previously taught us that if you placed it on the Maracha, then you would not take it off of the Mizbeach. And Rashi continues Bein atzomis v'gidin she'olu mechuba v'achlosin eish. Number two, this part of the Mishnah is referring to bones and gidim of an oila that were brought up onto the Mizbeach while attached to the oila. Therefore, they were placed on the Maracha, and the fire of the Maracha already started burning these items, and because of the heat of the Maracha, so it popped these items off of the Mizbeach, and they now landed on the ground next to the Mizbeach. And the Mishnah teaches us that since these items were pasul, that tzomis and gidim are now detached from the animal, so there would be no requirement to bring them back onto the Mizbeach and place them back on the Maracha, and Ayin Rashi lo yachse ain't tzarech lachser, and it'll be mashmer that if the Kohen would want to place him on the Mizbeach and place him on the Maracha once again, that he could do so. And the Mishnah continues v'chein gachel shepakum agam Mizbeach lo yachser, and similarly, if there was a piece of wood from the Mizbeach that became a coal and then it fell off the Mizbeach, there would not be any requirement to go and place it back on the Mizbeach. And Ayin Rashi me'ilah on daf tesam beis, where Rashi states lo yimayir b'gachelas de'imurim ela b'gachelas de'etzim kamar, and as Rashi continues, then you would have to put it back on the Maracha, as even though it already turned into coal, however, it can't be removed from the Mizbeach until you do Trumas Hadeshen. And finally, the Mishnah discusses those items that were supposed to be put on the Maracha, and as the Mishnah continues, if there were a worm that was supposed to be in the Maracha, and they fell off the Mizbeach, and they are now on the ground next to the Mizbeach, and if it's still prior to Chatzais, then number one, you have to place them back on the Mizbeach, and since it's not Nasas Mitzvasan, so therefore the Issum Oyla would still apply. However, once it's after Chatzais, then it's Nasas Mitzvasan, and therefore you would not have to place it back on the Mizbeach, and in addition, the Issum Oyla would no longer apply. And as Rashi explains, Kodem Chatzais Yachse B'Gemar M'Farish Taima U'Moylem Ben Da'akati B'nei Mizbeach Nenu, as they still have to go onto the Mizbeach. However, if it's after Chatzais, then you don't have to place them back on the Mizbeach, and therefore a meilum ben the kim the havelu kumu cholin can be mefarish b'gemara, as since they're considered completely consumed, havelu davisha nasim mitzvasoi ve'im meilum bayi. And keep in mind that the Gemara will discuss as to what is the Mishnah referring to when discussing this basar and how burnt or how raw was this basar at the point that it fell off of the Mizbeach. And finally, the Mishnah teaches us k'shem shem Mizbeach mekadish esaroy loy kacha kevesh mekadish esaroy loy. Just like we learned in the Mishnah that pei dal min aleph, that if items that are pasul go on to the Mizbeach, that the halacha is im ol le'erdu, so not only would that halacha apply if it actually went on to the actual Mizbeach, or the yisoid, or the seiviv, which is part of the Mizbeach, but even if it would go on to the kevesh, then that halacha would still apply, and therefore, even if items which are pasul are brought onto the kevesh of the Mizbeach, then you would have to actually place it on the maracha, and even though they would never actually brought onto the actual Mizbeach. And similarly, the Mishnah continued, k'shem shem Mizbeach v'kevesh b'kachin samrei lehen, that just like the Mizbeach and the kevesh are mekadesh, those things that are applicable to them, the kacha kelim mekachin esaroy lehen, that the kelim would also be mekadesh anything that's appropriate to go into a kli shareis. And the Gemara will discuss this then further. And the Gemara now begins and discusses the din of the Mishnah that stated a varm shepakum agam mizbeach kodem chatzis yachse umaylim ben and lachatzis leyachse ve'im umaylim ben. And the Gemara asks hechidami, that what is the case that we're referring to and how burnt were these items, as idispu mamish afil lachatzis nami, as if these avarim still have mamashais and they still have meat on it, and it wasn't wasn't completely burned, then even if it would actually fall off the Mizbeach after Chatzais, you would still have to place it on the Mizbeach once again. And if the Mishnah is discussing a case where the worm were completely burned, and as Rashi states, then even if they would actually pop off of the Mizbeach prior to Chatzais, there would be no reason to put it back on the Mizbeach. And if so, what case is the Mishnah referring to when the Mishnah taught us a worm shepokum al-gam Mizbeach that kodim Chatzais yachse o'meilim ben and la'chatzais la'yachse ve'imoilim ben, and in what case would there be a difference between before or after Chatzais? The Gemara explains le'tzricha, and we continue on that page above the base, Bishri, and Mishnah is talking about a scenario that the worm became very hard because of the fire and they really were burned completely, however they did not yet turn into coals. And as Rashi explains at the top of that pevav and beis, Bishri Koshin Shenishkashu Machmas Ha'esh Shelucha Esh Kali Chusam V'Sholta B'Kulon Ela Shalei Nasa Pacham Ela Ke'etzim Yveshim Heimitecham, but they're still like very dry wood and they're lacking all moisture. And in this case the Mishnah Mechalek between if they pop off the Mizbech Koidim Chatzais or La'ach Chatzais, as if they fell off the Mizbech before Chatzais, you would still have to place it back on the Mizbech until it becomes ashes. However, if it fell off the Mizbech after Chatzais, you would no longer have to put it back on the Mizbech. And the Gemara now asks, Minar Nimili, that how do we know that this is actually true? And there's a chiluk by this case between Koidim Chatzais and La'ach Chatzais. And before we continue with the next Gemara, let us read two Psukim in Pashat Tzav. As the second Pasuk in Pashat Tzav states, Tzav is Aaron Ves Bonav Lemar, Zeis Teyus Ha'ilah, Hi Ha'ilah Al-Mu'ik Dalam Mizbeach, Kala Laila Ad-Abuiker, Ve'esh Ha'Mizbeach Tukaboy. And the third Pasuk in Pashat Tzav, the Pasuk states, Ve'lov Shakoyim Midei Vad, U'michlin Yisei Vad Yil B'shal B'sorei, Ve'heir Mesedeshen, Shetoych Ha'la Eish Ha'ilah Al-Mizbeach, Ve'somar Eitz Al-Mizbeach. And as we will see, the Gemara will understand that since the Pasuk states, Hi Ha'ilah Al-Mu'ik Dalam Mizbeach, Kala Laila, the words Hi Ha'ilah Al-Mu'ik Dalam Mizbeach refers to the Torah of the Oila on the Mizbeach, and the Pasuk seems to tell us that the carbon Oila has to remain on the Mizbeach kol ha'layla. And the Gemara will also explain that since the next Pasuk, which is discussing the Truim Sadeshen, the Pasuk doesn't mention that Aaron HaKoyin will get dressed in the morning and just states, V'lov HaKoyin Midivad, so it's mashma that's still at night, and therefore it's as if the Pasuk tells us that kol ha'layla v'hirim ha'sadeshen, that the Koyin can remove the Deshen the entire night, and l'maisa there will be a steer between these two Pasukim, as initially it would seem that you have to leave the entire carbon on the Mizbeach kol ha'layla, and then it would sound that you could do Trumas HaDeshen even while it's still night. And as our Gemara continues, that Amar Rav, that Rav explains that Kosav Echad Oimer, that in Pasuk Beis and Pasuk Tzav, the Pasuk states kol ha'layla v'hikter, and as we explained, the Pasuk doesn't say the words kol ha'layla v'hikter, but the Pasuk uses Lashon HaKtara, as the Pasuk states hi ha'ilah al-mikdal Mizbeach, and then the Pasuk states kol ha'layla, and therefore it's mashma that the Amurim should be on the Mizbeach the entire night. And because of Echad Oimer, Kol Ha'Layla V'Hirim, and since Pasuk Bey states Kol Ha'Layla, then Pasuk Gimel continues and states V'Hirim, and doesn't tell us that this was in the morning, so it's mashma that the Trumas HaDeshen happened at night. Some agurus, Ha'Ketzad, that L'Cherit is a steer between these two Pesukim, and because of this question, Rav understands, Kol Kol Chetzel L'Aktara V'Chetzel L'Arama, that we should split up the night, and the first half of the night should be a Faktara, already during the second half of the night, meaning after Chatzais, it would be possible to do Harama, and to take a worm off of the Mizbeach, and as Rashi explains, Chetzel Aktara, Deleyavi Ikol, Ilav Deshem Mamashu, that as long as it's still prior to Chatzais, then we would not allow someone to take anything off the Mizbeach, and even if something falls off the Mizbeach, you would have to put it back onto the Maracha, as long as it's not Mamish Ashes, and therefore, if you would have Basa that's Shriri, and Basa that's hardened, but it's not yet Ashes, and it falls off the Mizbeach, you would still have to place it back on the Mizbeach, as long as it's prior to Chatzais. However, Rav explains, V'chetzav l'arama, afilu koshish ben ruin l'arama v'kurin deshen, that once it's after Chatzais, that even those items which are only hard and they didn't turn into complete ashes, then they're still royal l'arama at that point, and since it's after Chatzais, therefore it would now have a din of deshen, and therefore if shriri would be pakim al mizbeach, you would not have to put it back on the mizbeach. And Rashi continues, miu basam amish leklameima demikri deshen. However, certainly there is no question that if you had a piece of meat that still has lachluchis and still mamish be'en, then even if that basa fell off the mizbeach after Chatzais, it would still be an obligation to place the basa back on the mizbeach until it became completely burnt and until it became ashes. And Ayin Tesis Rosh Masechtas Yuma and Daf Chav, who explains Bishriri Pirish Evarim Shenskashu Machm Zohar V'yesh Ben Mamish and Hilkol Kodim Chatzais Einim Chashuv Ve'ifar, and therefore you have to put it back on the mizbeach. However, Chatzais Machoson V'chashiv Ke'ifar, and at this this point is considered like Efer, and if it was pulled off the Mizbeach, you would not have to put it back on the Mizbeach. The Gemara now continues, Mas Rav Kano. Rav Kano will now ask a question on Rav from Mishnah Mesechtes Yuma. How could Rav explain that it's also to do Trumas Hadeshen prior to Chatzais? The Mishnah Mesechtes Yuma teaches us, B'chol Yoyim Terim Sam Mizbeach, Mekres HaGavoy, Samachloi, Milfon of Oyma Acharav, that every single day they would do Trumas Sam Mizbeach from the time that the rooster started crowing, or from the time that the Kohen that was in charge and waking up the other Kohenim would wake up the other Kohenim, and they would do it either a little bit before or a little after this time. And the Mishnah continues that although this was the standard for every single day of the year, however, B'yom Kippur Mechatzais, on Yom Kippur, Trumas Hadeshen was done from Chatzais HaLaila, and Berugolim and Yontiv it would even be done earlier, and Bashmei Rishayna, and Trumas Hadeshen was done right after the first third of the night, which is definitely before Chatzais. Therefore, Rav Kahane asked and Rav, B'Yisak Adaito Bechatzais Teraisa, and if you're telling me that the only time they last start doing Trumas Hadeshen is only after Chatzais, then how is it possible that on Yontiv they would actually do Trumas Hadeshen right after the first Hashmirah? And Rashi's not goyers to words, but Taisus and other Rishayim are goyers to words, as the Gemara's question is that if the din is that you're allowed to start doing Trumas Hadeshen from Chatzais, then the din is Yuzim Makdim Lamitzvahs, and if so, every single day, why do they wait until the morning in order to do Trumas Hadeshen if they should have done Trumas Hadeshen immediately after Chatzais? And before we continue, I am the Shita Mekubetzes who's bothered, that the only time that Rav says din was only by Shri, and over here we're talking about Trumas Hadeshen, which is talking about ashes which were completely consumed, and maybe that's why it could be done even before Chatzais, and it could be done right after Shmur Rishayna. And the Shita explains that since Rav's whole deek is from the pasuk that speaks about Trumas Hadeshen, so it's mashma da filo deshenami meilim boy ad chatzais ayin sham. And the Gemara now continues. Om Rabbi Yechon comes to explain the words of Rav, and he explains that even though Rav learned from the prior pasuk that certainly b'negei shriri there's a chiluk between koidim chatzais and ach chatzais, however we also have another limud from this pasuk that the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen can even be done prior to chatzais. And as Rabbi Yechon continues and explains, that since the pasuk already tells us that the carbon oil has to be on the mizbeach kol laila, so any yedei shada baika, so certainly we know that that's till the morning. And if so, why is the pasuk state zois teyasa oila hi oila al meit al mizbeach kol laila ad baiker? Therefore, zok Rabbi Yechon matam alei ma'ad baiker, and we learn now tem baika le baika shalaila, that the pasuk is teaching us that Trumas Hadeshen can even be done earlier in the evening, and you don't have to wait until chatzais. Therefore, you could even start Trumas Hadeshen after Ashmur Yishayna. And as Rashi explains, Matam Lema Baker, Lainema Elina Rama, so it must be coming to teach us a din with the Gea Trumas Hadeshen, Lema, Shetayman Kalalaila, that you could do Trumas Hadeshen the entire night. And the Hachi Kamar, and this is what the Pasuk is trying to tell us, that Ala Baker Vahirim, that the Ashes should stay on the Mizbech until the morning, and then you should do Trumas Hadeshen, and Trumas Hadeshen can be done in the morning. And we also learn, Lefnea Baker Vahirim, that Trumas Hadeshen can even be done even before the morning, and really it could be done the entire night, and the Torah doesn't really give us an exact shear. And as Rashi continues, ten baker le baker shalayla, baker shalayla is aleisha shachar, that refers to aleisha shachar, and baker acha ten loy haino ashkama, and you should even make it earlier. And since the Torah doesn't give us an exact time frame, therefore akol lefi tzerech hashah yesh biyad chalasais, so one should do Trumas Hadeshen based on how much time is needed during that day. And therefore the Gemara continues, hilkol kol yom mekreis hagever sagi, so on a standard day there was no need to do Trumas Hadeshen prior to the morning, and they would do Trumas Hadeshen right around the morning. However, b'yom Kippur, mishum chulsha the kohen gadol mechatzais. However, in Yom Kippur, since the kohen gadol will have to do all the avodas hayoyim, including Trumas Hadeshen, so therefore we want to make sure that the kohen gadol would do Trumas Hadeshen from chatzais. And after the kohen gadol did Trumas Hadeshen, he would have time to relax until his next avodah, which would be bringing the korban tamid shel shachar. And as Rashi states, b'yom Kippur, mishum kol avodah mutalas hakohen gadol ve'ikol chulsha tzarich lahakdim yisa. Finally, Berugolim, the nefisha kabana is the kadmi asu yisrael, and on Yontiv we have so many kabanais, as Klai Yisrael came to the Beis Hamikdash so early, and they brought so many kabanais. And as Rashi Maseches Yuma explains, the nefisha kabanais v'rav adeshim v'makam amracha, and there were so many ashes in the place of amracha, in order to show the chavivus of Klai Yisrael as to how many kabanais that they brought, so they would actually leave all the ashes on the mizbeach, and they would pile it up in a big pile in the middle of the mizbeach. Therefore, the kohanim needed a lot of time to make this pile, and that's why on Yontiv they had to start Meir Shmur. Shmeris Rishayna. And as the Gemara continues, Kediktani Seifa, and as the Seifa of the Mishnah Mesechtas Yuma states, Lehoisa Kriyas HaGever Magas, Ad Shehoisa Hazor Maleim Yisrael, Velan Yontiv, even before Kriyas HaGever, and even before it was already morning, the entire Hazor was filled with Yidden that came with their animals in order to bring Kabbanis, and therefore we see how many Kabbanis were brought over Yontiv, and that's why they had to start the process from Hashmer Rishayna. And keep in mind that we learned this past Gemara, like Rashi, that Rashi was not curious towards Elo Amra Bechran, and it was only Gurus Amra Bechran, but Ayin Tesis that brings it from Rashi and Masechtas Yuma, where Rashi is Gurus Elo Amra Bechran, Ayin Shom. And finally, we just saw in the Gemara that in Kippur, Mishum Choshu the Kohen Gadol, Mechatzais, we explained that the Kohen Gadol will actually do the Trumas Hadeshen on your Kippur, and as Tesis points out, Kam Mashma Shavidis Laila Kamoi Trumas Hadeshen, Vesida Miracha Hayu Mutalos Alav, since the Kohen Gadol would also do the Trumas Hadeshen, so Hashto Asi Shapim, Mishum Choshu the Kohen Gadol, She Yuchel Nuach, Achat Trumas Hadeshen, will have and Taz is bothered that according to those that hold that the Trumas Hadeshen was not done by the Kohen Gadol, and since it was Avedis HaLaila, so it was done by a regular Kohen and didn't have to be done by the Kohen Gadol, so what is Agamar Mim Mishum Chulshu the Kohen Gadol? And two lines before the end of the Amid, Taz points out that in a Chanami, even if the Kohen Gadol would not have to do the Avedis HaLaila, but even so, since the Kohen Gadol would have to do all the Avedis HaYoim, and therefore we Makdim and Trumas Hadeshen, see the Amaracha Vesreifas Avarim Shalonis Achlum Vera B'Shakri Hanim. And the reason is Kedei Shali Dei Kain Yehem Mezum and Kain Gadol Haskel Me Abeka Kashiyala Amud Hashachar Avedis Hayoyim Koidim Shei Rav V'Cholosh. Then this way the Kohanim would finish all of the Avedis prior to the morning, and immediately by Amud Hashachar the Kain Gadol would immediately be able to bring the Tamin Shel Shachar and begin all the Avedis Hayoyim and finish quickly during the day in order they should not become hungry and become weak, and we will stop over here.